耶稣基督敬爱救主，我们向你歌唱。
哈利路亚！
你用鞭杖已经打破，今世背叛君王，并将你的生命大能投入黑暗之江，掳掠仇敌。救赎功效永远将我释放，神圣帮你拯救了你，使我完全自由，荣耀归神，因你自己从今直到永久。
哈利路亚，我们同声开口来赞美我们的主。
哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，
哈
利路亚，我们感谢你，赞美主，全得胜，大得胜，哈利路亚，你握着死亡和阴间的钥匙，为我们从死里复活，为我们掳掠了仇敌，为我们登宝座，你是万王之王，万主之主，哈利路亚，赞美你。
赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，
哈利路亚，赞美主。
是的，
我们要向你歌唱，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
是的，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜。
阿门。The Lion of Judah, the Root of David, and Lamb upon the throne has overcome.
我们永远要向你歌唱。
We will sing to you forever.
你全得胜，你大得胜。
For you have won the biggest victory.
你是我们的主，你是我们得胜的君王。
You are our Lord and our all victorious King.
完全所有的颂赞荣耀都要归给你。
We'll give you all the glory and honor tonight.
你的儿女向你敬拜。
Your children bow and worship you.
唯有你是主。
And saying that only you alone are our Lord.
赞美主，赞美主。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
愿万军主，他的荣耀向我们来显现。
May the glory of the Lord is revealed to us tonight.
在荣耀里的基督将我们的心全照亮。
May Christ, who in His glory enlighten our hearts completely.
他是在灯台中行走的人子。
He is the Son of Man who walks among all the golden lampstands.
然后我们遇见了主。
When we meet with Him.
我们听见他向我们发出的呼召。
And we hear the calling He has for us.
呼召我们和他一同走十字架的道路。
Call us to walk on the way of the cross with Him.
这是达到荣耀唯一的道路。
And that is the only way to His glory.
弟兄姐妹，现在是夜最深的时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, now we're in the darkest hour.
主来的日子近了。
And His return is near.
他要得主他的同伴。
He needs to obtain for himself true companions.
弟兄姐妹，万间主在我们的中间行走。
Right now, Jesus is walking among us.
他向我们发出呼召。
And he is calling us.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿不愿意答应主的呼召
？Are we willing to answer his call?
和主同走十架的窄路。
To walk with him on his way of cross.
我们一起打开大会的手册，或是你手中的圣经。
Please open the outline from the conference or your own Bible.
那晚间我们要读的经文仍然集中在圣经的启示录这一卷书里面。
And all the passages tonight will be in the book of Revelation.
你可以翻开圣经的最后一卷启示录。
Revelation is the last book in the New Testament.
那我们会逐章逐段的读下去。
And there are several passages. We're going to read them one by one.
第一处的经文在启示录第一章第七节。
And the first reference is Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 7.
看哪、啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿门。第二处经文在启示录第二章四到七节。
The second reference is Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 to 7.
第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。接下来我们读启示录第三章第七节到第八节。
Third passage, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8.
你要写信给菲拉铁杯教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开，说我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪、啊、我在你面前给你开一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。启示录第三章十到十二节。
Chapter 3, verses 10 to 12.
第十节，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。启示录第三章十七节到二十节。
Chapter 3, verses 17 to 20.
十七节，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪、啊、我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。启示录第五章十一节到十三节。
Chapter 5, verses 11 to 13.
十一节，我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。我们接下来读启示录十一章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 11, verses 1 to 3。
第一节，有一根苇子赐给我，当作量度的杖，且有话说，起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量。只是殿外的院子要留下不用量，因为这是给了外邦人的。他们要践踏圣城42个月。我要使那两个见证人穿着毛衣传道1260天。十二章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 12, verses 1 to 5.
第一节，天上出现大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴12星的冠冕，她怀了孕， 在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫，天上又出现异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上带着七个冠冕，它的尾巴拖着天上星辰的三分之一摔在地上。龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的，他的孩子被提到神的宝座那里去了。十二章第十节到十一节。
Chapter 12, verses 10 and 11.
第十节，我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。十四章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 14, verses 1 to 4.
第一节，我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山上，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同生。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他，他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子归于神和羔羊。启示录十四章十三到十四节。
Chapter 14, verses 13 to 14.
十三节，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。我又观看，见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。我们读最后一处的经文，在启示录十九章第七节到第九节。
Last passage, chapter 19, verses 7 to 9.
第七节，我要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是真实的话。我们感谢主把这些话语赐给我们，接下来的时间我们把交给史弟兄。
今天我们要讲很多东西。
And tonight we need to cover a lot.
我们轻轻松松的讲。
And we just take our time.
弟兄姊妹要好好的听啊。
But you pay close attention to it.
启示录是讲主再来的书。
And the book of Revelation speaks of the Lord's coming.
主的再来，圣经最大的信息。
And the coming of the Lord is the greatest message in the Bible.
旧约圣经
in the Old Testament,
停在主的再来。
The Old Testament stops at the coming of the Lord.
新约圣经停在主的再来。
And the end of the New Testament also is the coming of the Lord.
旧约圣经最后的两本书
the last two books in the Old Testament,
撒迦利亚书和马拉基书
Zechariah and Malachi,
都说主的再来。
Both books talk about the coming of the Lord.
撒迦利亚书说主的再来。
Zechariah talks about the coming of the Lord.
马拉基书说再来的主。
And Malachi talks about the Lord who is coming.
新约圣经停在主的再来。
And New Testament also ends at the coming of the Lord.
最后两本书，犹大书跟启示录。
The book of Jude and Revelation.
犹大书说主的再来。
And the book of Jude speaks of the coming of the Lord.
启示录是再来的主。
In the same way, Revelation speaks of the Lord who is coming.
主的再来跟再来的主什么分别呢？
And what are the differences here?
主的再来说主再来这件事。
And the coming of the Lord speaks about the fact that he is coming.
再来的主说主来的时候主是怎样的一位
And the Lord who is coming talks about what kind of Lord he's going to be like.
分别很大的。
Great difference.
都停在主的再来。
But they all ended with the coming of the Lord.
说启示录第一章七节就特别宣告主再来。
Therefore, chapter 1, verse 7 of Revelation proclaims about the coming of the Lord.
看啊他驾云降临。
Says, behold, he is coming.
万物都要看见他。
And all eyes will see.
连刺他的人都要看见他。
And even those pierced him.
到那个时候不看还不行嘞。
And you had no choice but look at him at that time.
我们会不会看？
Are we going to look at the Lord?
我们都看呢。
Everyone will see him.
看了喜不喜欢？
Do we rejoice when we see him?
有没有惧怕？
Do we have fear when we see him?
不惧怕。
No fear?
我干嘛还有句话
I have a little fear.
主太来这太威严了
Because that's just too great.
我们爱他
We love him.
他回来我们高兴
We're happy when he returns.
最深的地方还有惧怕呀
But deep within, we still have this fear.
主带着大荣耀回来了
Because the Lord comes back with a great glory.
驾着天上的云降临
He comes with the clouds.
不然那个云不是我们看见的云彩了
And we're not talking about the clouds we see nowadays.
圣经常常说驾着云降临
And Bible refers to coming with the cloud many times.
或者天上的一个行动的工具
And that's just like a vehicle used in heaven.
主耶稣驾云降临了。
The Lord comes with clouds.
有一个美国的好那个白种人的传道人好朋友啊。
And I have this good friend. He's a preacher.
他是个很有名的传道人。
Very famous preacher.
有一天我跟他给我讲。他老是跟我说我们西方跟你们东方交通
And he said we westerners fellowship with your easterners
讲多了没有感觉了
But if he said it too much I didn't feel comfortable
我们的弟兄还是美国人的骄傲啊
I said that's the pride of America
你讲错了
I said you said it wrong
我怎么讲错了
He said what's wrong
我是西方你是东方
I said well geographically speaking I am the west you are the east
讲的话从前是英国人讲的
And what you just quoted was said by England
他们讲说话嘛他们是在西方 yes, 我是在东方
Compared to Asia England is in the west
你现在美国讲
But for the United States
我在西方你在东方
I am in the west you are in the east
他想想不讲话了
And I silenced him
讲这个干什么呀
There's no point distinguishing like that
他有时候跟我讲实际性啊主来了
He said Oh the Lord comes
我们比你们先看见几分钟
He said if the Lord comes We'll see him a few seconds Or a few minutes quicker than you
我的弟兄你真是以美国做中心啊
I said you are so self-centered
你怎么知道主来了这一定在美国呢
How do you know from which direction he comes?
可能到台湾呢。
The Lord may goes to Taiwan first.
那能我住在台湾了。
And I live in Taiwan.
弟兄，主来不是这样的。
That is not how the Lord comes.
主来了没有东西南北的分别啊。
Because there won't be any orientation issue when he comes.
主一来，全地球都看见了。
Because when he comes, the entire earth will see him.
我们同时看见的。
Simultaneous.
主是神的儿子，你知道吧
？Do you know our Lord is the Son of God?
跟我们世人不一样啊。
He's different from the people in this world.
你回来了，就是从美国回来，美国人看不见。
And when you come back to this country, even Americans don't see you.
主耶稣来的满天荣耀。
But when the Lord Jesus returns, the whole sky will be full of glory.
满天光明。
And it will be so bright.
就主荣耀降临了。
Because that is the glorious return of the Lord.
全世界的人一起看见的。
Everyone in the world will see him.
他想一想。
He gave a thought.
他的麻烦就是想一想。
That was his trouble, always
thinking. 太用思想了。
Too much thinking.
主耶稣回来了。
When Jesus comes,
万物都要看见。
All eyes. Christ while see him.
我真是为那个刺主的人忧愁
啊。I really worry for those who pierced Jesus.
他是最不想看的人。
I think those are the people who didn't want to see Jesus at all.
他是非看不行的。
Yet they would have no choice.
真是后悔当初刺主一枪啊。
They must regret bitterly what they did.
现在所有的人都知道主是神的儿子。
Because at that point, everyone will know that Jesus is the Son of God.
从荣耀里面降临了。
When he returns in his glory,
全地都要哀哭啊。
An entire earth will mourn.
我说这是全人类最大之哀哭了。
And that is the greatest mourning on earth.
弟兄姊妹啊，神的儿女嘛，有的人也要哭的了。
And I think even children of God will mourn.
今生要好好跟随主啊。
Follow the Lord faithfully in this life.
我们欢喜。
We rejoice.
不是说没有惧怕。
But with fear.
我们也有惧怕的。
We will have fear.
今天我们亲近主一定也有惧怕。
And we will have fear even nowadays when we draw ourselves close to the Lord.
主耶稣荣耀里回来了。
Not to mention when he returns in his glory.
有点惧怕，我想有惧怕。
We should have some fear. I think so.
欢喜惧怕掺在一起啊。
Probably it's a mixed feeling, joy and fear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主回来了。
When the Lord returns.
我刚信主的时候，真希望主回来。
When I first believed, I really I was anxious about his return.
过了几年呢，害怕了。
But I got more afraid after a few years.
很怕主回来。
I was quite concerned that the Lord's coming back soon.
因为自己见不了主啊。
Because I feel I wasn't qualified to meet with him.
真是没办法见主啊。
And I could not see him.
那我那个时候还是很爱主的弟兄啊。
And I was still very loving, loving the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们见主
when we see the Lord,
盼望欢喜多，惧怕少
hopefully we have more joy than fear.
审判叫做神的家开始啊
because his judgment will start from the house of God.
怕不怕审判
aren't you afraid of his judgment?
怕审判
yes.
神的家先受审判
because the house of God will be judged.
两千年神的家乱七八糟的事情多了。
All the problems in the past 2,000 years.
不审判教会，先审判世人，世人不服气啊。
God has to start from his own house, otherwise the world people will not.
先审判教会。
So he will judge us first.
审判教会放心，没有人下地狱的。
But worry not, no one will perish.
大家都信主，都得救的。
Because we all have believed the Lord would have been saved.
但是也有奖赏，也有惩罚。
But there will be rewards, there will be punishments.
审判怕不怕
Aren't we afraid of his judgment?
我们要怕
We should be
我们要好好地跟随救主啊
So we need to follow him well
怕得越多我们跟随主越多一点
More fear we have the better we walk
他驾云降临了
He will return with clouds
今天要讲东西都到了二三章讲审判教会了
And chapter 2 and 3 talks about the judgment over churches.
第一章说七个灯台中间站着人子。
Chapter 1 talks about the Son of Man who stands in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
第二章不同了。
But the second chapter was different.
人子行走在灯台中间。
The Son of Man was walking among the seven golden lampstands.
不是站在那里了。
He was no longer standing.
为什么说行走?
Why was he walking?
要审判教会。
Because he needs to judge his Churches.
要监察教会。
He was monitoring their conditions.
要把教会从里到外都看透了。
And he's gonna see through the churches.
七个教会。
Seven churches.
只有个腓立提腓没有受审判。
The only one that was not judged was Philadelphia.
每个教会都被责备的。
Everyone else was rebuked.
主很公平，也有奖赏的地方，也有责备的地方。
The Lord was very fair. He judged.
我只讲三个教。
He also rebukes.
我只讲三个教会。
I'm only gonna name three churches here.
第一个是以弗所教会
versus the church of Ephesus
以弗所这个字的名字的意思放松
the name of Ephesus means got loosened
这是神的儿女最容易犯的毛病了
got relaxed that's a common problem among children of God
年日短短的人还 不厉害的
and you know if you just believe in the Lord your situation will be as worse
信主越长的人越麻烦
But the longer we believe, the bigger problem we
have. 像我信主七十六年了。
For example, I believed the Lord for 76 years.
这个以弗所的放松，我应该好好记得。
And I need to remember clearly
最容易放松了。
Because we get relaxed easily.
圣经也读多了。
We read Bible many times.
做工也做多了。
We have done a lot of service
for the Lord. 教会的日子也多了。
And I have been in the church for many years.
最容易放松了。
It's very easy to get relaxed.
以弗所开始放松了。
And that's what happened to the church Ephesus.
最麻烦的放松，最厉害的一件事，最要不得的。
And the worst situation about this relaxation.
主这辈子你把起初的爱离弃了。
They have forsaken their first love.
好的，英文叫 first love.
The first love.
First love 什么意思？
What does that mean?
第一个爱。
The very first.
最好的爱。
Which is the best love.
我们刚信主的时候，爱真的很单纯了。
When we first believe in the Lord, our love for the Lord is pure.
慢慢就不像当初那么新鲜了。
But gradually, it doesn't get as fresh.
慢慢就不像当初那么的火热了。
And it's less heated.
逐渐放松了。
And gradually, we got relaxed.
放松在这件事上是要命的。
And this is the wrong thing to get relaxed about.
把 first love, 最好的爱丢弃了。
Forsake the first love.
就是这一件事这么好。
Therefore, the Lord rebuked them.
你们虽然年轻啊，
you may be young.
你有没有爱放松啊？
Are you relaxed?
懂不懂啊？
In your love for the Lord, do you know what I'm saying?
懂不懂放松啊？
Do you understand it?
懂啊，不要放松，年轻一样会放松的。
Young people can get very relaxed too.
放松了。
But we got relaxed.
主称赞他一件事。
But the Lord. Compliment about my faith.
有一件事可取。
So there's one thing that I favor you.
你恨恶尼哥拉党的行为。
That you hate the practice of Nicolaitans.
什么叫尼哥拉党？
What are the practice of Nicolaitans?
尼哥拉党是开始把圣品阶级弄到教会里面来了。
They brought in those ranking and status into church.
这也太麻烦了。
That is troublesome.
在基督教里面，这件事情彼此求荣耀。
And people seek their own glory among themselves.
有一次我回台湾去。
I went to Taiwan once.
30多个教会联合起来请我讲话。
And they asked me to speak to 30 some churches.
聚会的人都是牧师啊。
Therefore, the participants are all preachers or pastors.
起码也是个长老啊。
Or elders.
多半是牧师了。
Mostly ministers and pastors.
他们每次吃饭呢，我就我一个讲员。
And because I was the only speaker.
每次吃饭呢，都要请一个牧师祷告。
Every time, before meal, they will ask one of the pastors to pray.
麻烦都叫某某牧师祷告。
They will say, Pastor so and so, please bless the food.
某某牧师为我们祝谢。
And Pastor so and so, bless the food.
那他们尊敬我啊，我是讲员呢。
And they, because they, I'm the speaker, they respected me.
最后一场吃饭是我祷告。
So they asked me to bless the food at the very last meal.
那个报告的，今天我们请师不成，他停住了。
They said, we'll ask Newman Z.
他要想叫牧师，他讲我不是牧师。
They tried to figure out a proper title, but I'm not a pastor.
他停住一个很短的时间啊。
So the announcer paused for a few seconds.
还要给我一个名称啊。
He tried to create one.
我们请师父成长老祷告。
He said, "We'll ask Elder Brother Z." Elder Z.
我更不是长老。
I said, "I'm no elder."
彼此求荣耀。
Seek honor among oneself, one another.
这个叫做尼哥拉党。
That's like the practice of the.
我们千万不要。
Let us escape that.
越侍奉主嘛，看见人越是卑卑微微的。
And the more we serve the Lord, more humble we should become.
对一个3岁小孩嘛，我们都很有礼貌的。
And we should even show a manner to a 3-year-old.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 尼哥拉党就得充满整个基督教啊。
Nicolaitans practices are full in God's church.
主的，这是我恨恶的。
And the Lord says, I hate these practices.
主太恨恶这件事了。
And he hates it so much.
谁叫你们在教会弄这么多的阶级啊。
So why did you create all these status and ranking in my church?
但是以弗所有一个好处，他恨恶尼哥拉党。
And the church of Ephesus has done something right because they hate their practices.
主说这件事可取。
So the Lord says, I have a favor about this.
因为也是我恨恶的。
Because I hate them too.
下面说腓拉铁腓。
And then the church of Philadelphia.
我们赶紧说腓拉铁腓了。
I need to hurry into this church.
腓拉铁腓是唯一没有受责备的。
Because this was only church that was not rebuked.
什么叫做腓拉铁腓？
What does the word Philadelphia mean?
腓拉铁腓意思弟兄相爱。
Which means brotherly love.
那弟兄相爱是最大的见证了。
And that is the greatest testimony.
美国有个大城叫 Philadelphia.
There's a city in this country called Philadelphia.
有时我去 Philadelphia 的教会了。
And I went to a church in Philadelphia once.
他们的牧师说：“史蒂夫，你来了。”
And their pastor says, "Oh, brothers, you're here."
我们请你做件大事情啊。
And we need a big favor from you.
我们有两个很重要的弟兄彼此不和，闹肉体啊。
And we have two members in our church. They're important to our church, but they have problem among between themselves.
你来了，好好骂骂他们了。
I said, "Can you come and rebuke them harshly?"
这是我们教会最大的难处啊。
Because they have become the biggest problem for our church.
我弟兄，你交给我一个太重的重担了。
I said, "Brother, this is too big a burden for me."
肉体的事是最难帮助的。
Because it's very hard to help those people who are in their flesh.
肉体不在外面，在里面呢。
You know, the issue with the fleshes are not outwardly, but internally.
我是一个外面来的人。
And I'm from outside.
太不懂得你。你们的事啊
I have no idea about your situation.
所以我来讲话最没用的
So it's pointless and useless for me to speak.
他一定要我讲
But he insists that I should share something.
你在我们这里的声望很高了
He said you are highly regarded among us.
你讲几句话了
So why don't you talk to them?
我只不过讲几句话而已
I said okay, I'm going to say a few words.
我要参加聚会了你们在住在什么地方
So I said where do you live?
Philadelphia.
Oh, I said, what is the name of the city? Philadelphia.
多半都学科学学科学的人了。
Most of the members of that church are scientists.
你们都是科学家。
I said, you guys are mostly scientists.
科学家每件事求准确。
And scientists should focus on accuracy.
你们懂得 Philadelphia 什么意思吗
？So let me ask you, what is the meaning of the word Philadelphia?
Philadelphia 意思就是弟兄相爱。
Means brother loves brother.
你们学科学。
And you are scientists.
不是住在 Philadelphia 不能弟兄相爱。
How can you live in Philadelphia but do not love one another?
搬出去。
If you can't do that, move.
住在这里。
You live here.
就一定要彼此相爱。
Then you have to love one another.
听说我这句话有点用了。
And I heard that my word was effective to them.
两个弟兄彼此拉手了。
Those two brothers shook hands and had peace.
本来是彼此不理的。
And they had a problem between them two before.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
菲拉铁菲弟兄相爱。
The church of Philadelphia are brothers who love brothers.
最大的见证了。
That is the greatest testimony we can have.
主称赞他们一句话。
So the Lord praised them.
你略有一点力量。
You have little.Strength.
主讲略有一点呢。
When the Lord says little strength,
在人面前就是大力量了。
That actually is a great strength among men.
教会最要就是有力量。
And it's important for church to have strength.
我们聚会要有力量啊。
And there should be strength in our gathering.
有力量就是吸引人。
Because when there's strength, you draw people to you.
不怕人不来聚会的。
You won't worry about that. Nobody comes to the meeting.
为什么聚会人少呢
？So why do we have little amount of people in our gathering?
聚会没有吸引的力量吗
？Because there's no attraction in our gathering.
我们聚会要有力量。
Therefore, there needs to be have strength.
聚会要吸引人呢。
So that when we gather together, people are drawn to us.
我们的服事要有力量。
Therefore, there should be strength in our service.
我们的生活要有力量。
In our daily life.
我一生在好多教会里面聚过会。
And I have attended many meetings at different places.
最好的教会还是上海教会。
And I think the best one was the church in Shanghai.
为什么呢
？Why?
他很普通的弟兄姊妹啊。
And those are very ordinary brothers and sisters.
都属灵根基很好。
Yet they have very solid spiritual foundation.
没有话讲的。
That's just the fact.
我认得一个弟兄啊。
And I know one of the male members.
姓周。
Last name Joe,
是个老弟兄
elderly brother,
教会里面很普通的人
a very ordinary member in the church.
从耶稣到年，这穿着蓝布大褂。
And year round, he wore the same
robe. 教会没有安排他做招待。
And then church did not give him any assignment as an usher.
每个主日他自己去做招待。
But every Sunday morning, he will volunteer to be the usher.
他是站在大门口。
He was stood at the front door.
看见好久不来的弟兄来了。
He run into anyone who hasn't been coming for a while.
他就上去握个手。
He will move forward and hold their hand.
他也不讲话。
He will not say much.
就是握个手。
But just hold their hand.
那么简单的事啊。
Very simple.
在他的握手啊。
But his handshake.
太了不起啊。
That's a great deal.
被他的一握手啊。
Whoever was held by him.
主在里面流出去了。
The Lord with him flew out unto that garden.
他的生命能力流出去了。
And there's life, there's strength flowed out of him.
对他握手的弟兄啊。
Whoever got held by him.
常常眼泪流下来了。
Oftentimes just teared up.
那握手给人的帮助要比人家听面道的帮助还大多啊。
And the help he offered through handshaking sometimes greater than what speaker could do.
我真喜欢那个弟兄啊。
I really cherish that brother.
那个周老弟兄啊。
Brother Joe.
他就这么点侍奉。
That's all he did in the church.
生命能力从他流通了。
But life and strength flew out from him.
教会他年纪太大了，也没请他做招待。
And because of his age, church did not assign any service for him.
每个主日早晨站在外面给人握手。
So every Sunday morning, he was stood at the door and shook hands.
他的握手帮助多少人呢
？And his handshaking service has helped many people.
这叫做能力。
That is what I meant by power.
日有一点力量
and you have little strength.
我们的弟兄也没想到
and that brother did not speak.
他没做大事
he didn't do anything great.
但是那个主日他握个手啊
every Sunday he just shook some hands.
要比我讲到要价值钱多了
which has much greater value than my preaching.
主的生命能力从他涌流
because the Lord's life and power can flow out through him.
主说你日有一点力量
so here the Lord said to the Philadelphia, you have little strength.
我有六年在台南侍奉
and for 6 years long, I served in the city of Tainan, Taiwan.
有一个弟兄他拣选扫地
and one brother chose to serve as the floor, sweeping
the floor. 他在大门口扫地
he was sweep the ground at the front door.
一面扫地一面祷告
and he would be sweeping and praying.
我扫过的地方
he said, Lord, every inch that I sweep.
人在这里经过愿意他看见主
and may the Lord, may anyone who passed through this ground will see you.
人在这里经过盼望他遇见主
and may they meet with you when they pass through this ground which I just swept.
有些主听到祷告了
and one day his prayer was heard by the Lord.
一个高中学生啊
a high schooler.
骑了个
And he was on his bike passing
没有信主
He wasn't a believer yet.
到了那个地方了
And he passed through the ground. He just
力量把他一下抓下来了
Suddenly a power caught him and pulled him off the bike.
一躺在地上就看见主了
And the moment he landed on the ground, he saw the Lord.
大叫我是罪人啊
And he cried out loud, I am a sinner.
大家看见一个人遇见主了
And that's how a man encountered the Lord.
把他扶进去了
And then the people brought him to the church.
再从头给他讲福音
And explained to him things regarding the gospel.
主耶稣是谁也不知道。
He had no idea who Lord Jesus was at the time.
先得救了。
But he was saved first.
这个叫做力量。
That's what I meant by power.
我们弟兄在门口扫地都有力量。
And there's power in the floor sweeping by our
brother. 做招待也有力量。
And there's power in usher.
上海教会怎么会不好吧
And so Shanghai church was great because of that.
这是大家一聚会的高油四面漂浮啊。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit just flow around whenever they gather together.
真是叫人天天遇见主啊
and people meet with the Lord every day
你略有一点力量
you have a little strength
我们都要有力量
we need to have strength
力量是圣灵
that is Holy Spirit
所以我们要求圣灵的经历
and we need to seek the experience of Holy Spirit
大家都要被圣灵浇灌
and everyone needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit
我第一次到上海
and when I went to Shanghai for the first time
到上海教会讲话
I spoke in the church
May you go to the ring?
Not many people in that church. At a time, the church haven't been allowed to regather yet. So, my topic was about the Holy Spirit.
Because Shanghai 最抗拒圣灵浇灌
Yet, Shanghai church actually resists that sermon.
我是讲
So I said,
I still said
I could only deliver the word, but I could not lay hands on them because they resisted that topic.
一个弟兄的儿子，这个弟兄姓孙的，我还记得他。
And there was a member by the last name Sun and his son.
儿子听进去了。
His the son of brother's son understood my message.
一个人到了公园里面去祷告。
So he went to the local park and prayed.
我渴慕被圣灵浇灌。
And he said, I long to be filled
by the
Holy Spirit. 我要
被圣灵浇灌了。
I want.To be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这样怎么得啊?
How does he receive the Holy Spirit just like that? But he got it.
被圣灵浇灌回来了。
And He returned from that experience.
真的大不一样了。
He was greatly changed.
连祷告都不一样了。
Even in his prayer.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵浇灌是随时可得的。
Dear brothers and sisters, you can be filled by the Holy Spirit anytime.
你们有没有经历啊？
Do you have experience about being filled by the Spirit?
看样子没有。
And doesn't look like you have.
有就得手啊。
If you have received the Holy Spirit baptism, not
yet. 有没有啊？
Have you been filled by the Holy Spirit?
要回去再来要。
If you have not, look, seek it.
圣灵五旬节降临的。
And it's given to the Pentecost.
主来没有生日的。
And when Jesus came, there was no sound.
圣灵来可是有日子的。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
有准确日子的。
And there, oh, okay, there's no clear date about the birth of Jesus.But there's a very clear recorded day of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
像大风吹过。
It came like a huge wind.
充满那个房子。
And filled that little room.
那个房子里面120人都被浇灌了。
And there are 120 people were filled by the Holy Spirit.
这些加利利小民可得罪了武装了。
And those are ordinary people from the Sea of Galilee.
读四福音书，只有主耶稣受逼迫。
And in the book of four Gospels, Jesus was the one who was persecuted.
连门徒也没有什么逼迫的。
You don't even see much persecution on the disciples.
那时候门徒真不像样了。
Because the disciples weren't that great.
到了主耶稣升天复活了。
But after Jesus rose from the dead, ascended to heaven.
圣灵降临了。
He sent down his Holy Spirit.
那些法利赛人吓一跳啊。
And that greatly surprised the Pharisees.
从前他们的敌人是耶稣。
And they used to have only one enemy, Jesus.
他们敌人只有一位主耶稣啊。
They only had to deal with one Jesus.
现在一位耶稣。变成几百个、几千个耶稣了。
Now suddenly there are thousands of Jesus.
门徒们受逼迫了。
Therefore persecution came upon disciples.
门徒们都像主了。
Because they all acted like Jesus.
圣灵降在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
他们得到能力。
They received power.
那个能力这句话应该翻作爆炸的能力。
They received explosive power.
每个人都爆炸了。
Everybody exploded.
那加利利的小民啊。
And these are just little people from Galilee.
把这么大的罗马帝国摇动了。
They shook the great Roman Empire.
地上没有一个力量都挡得住他们的脚步。
There's no strength on earth could resist these little people.
好不好？
Isn't that great?
教会复兴了。
The church was revived.
教会大复兴了。
There was a great revival in the church.
70年的时间。
For 70 years long.
教会已经到了欧洲、亚洲、北非洲了。
And to Europe, to Asia, to North America, Northern Africa.
那是福音走得真快。
And the gospel was preached rapidly.
今天福音已经传遍天下了。
And now the gospel has been preached out in the world.
主使用英国人。
Initially.The Lord used people in England.
讲错了，开始是用犹太人。
Actually, started with Jews.
第二是用英国人。
And then people in England.
然后是用德国人。
And then German.
这200年是用美国人。
And these past 200 years, Americans.
不是美国，我们中国人呢、啊，我们不行了、
啊。Not Chinese.
使用美国的白种人呢、啊、
？Actually, God used greatly Caucasians in the United States.
他们到最不能去的地方传福音啊
！They're willing to go to the places that people don't want to go.
美国人脚中遍满天下。
And the footsteps of American missionaries are all over the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们也活在美国。
Dear brothers and sisters, we live in this country.
这些事不能落后啊
！And we should catch up.
我们要一定和他们一样啊
！We have to be just like them.
美国人爱主的人真是很爱主。
And the people who love the Lord in this country really love the Lord.
真是爱主。
They truly love the Lord.
我们要赶上去啊。
And we need to catch up with them.
好，飞来天飞。
That's Philadelphia.
他们不仅是有一点力量。
Not only they have little strength.
一定圣灵的经历很好，力量就在圣灵。
They must have great experience of the Holy Spirit. That's where the strength comes from.
遵守圣经
They abide by the word in the Bible
忠心于主的道
And they were faithful in the way of the Lord
主的道就是圣经
And the word of God
圣经忠心于圣经
They were loyal to the word of God
教会历史一直有条线大家守圣经的人
And there's this constant line in the history of church. There's a group of people abiding by the word of God.
我的老师 Watchman Nee.
My teacher is Watchman Nee.
那就是个大大守圣经的人。
And he absolutely observed the word.
遵守圣经啊。
He abide by the word.
守圣经是很大的代价呀。
And you have paid a great price for
我们现在的代价没有他们那时候大了。
We don't pay that much price these days.
他那时候称他们为各公会。
And those are people from synagogues.
他们很生气。
And they were very mad.
为什么叫我们公会啊?
Why do you call us?
你们自己叫自己公会啊?
And you call yourself.
他们就叫长老公会、经济公会，都叫公会啊。
And there are all kinds of denominations.
现在你们看不见了。
You don't see that now.
被你做成骂掉的。
Because the rebuke by watching me.
你做的就是公会。
And that have done away with all the denominations.
圣经里面没有公会。
Because there's no denomination in the Bible.
圣经只有教会。
There's only church in the Bible.
圣经公会是犹太人公会，是逼迫基督徒的。
And the only denomination is synagogue in the Jews culture, who persecuted Christians.
忠于圣经。
So be loyal.To the Bible.
我一生也守圣经的人。
And I also want to abide by the word of God all my life.
守住一句话。
I keep one.
圣经没有的，我不敢有。
And I dare not to have anything that's not in the Bible.
圣经有的，不敢没有。
And I dare not to do without anything that's in the Bible.
我们守圣经。
We need to keep the word.
到主来了。
Until the Lord comes.
守圣经的人蒙福了。
Blessed are those who keep the word.
到启示录最后一章。三个主的再来
and the last chapter of Revelation
第一个主的再来就是要遵守圣经
and the three returns of the Lord
忠心于 First one 忠心于神的话
is to keep the word and loyal to his word
腓立比教会就守圣经的教会
and Philadelphia church is the church that keep his word
主说当主来的时候
and the Lord says when he returns
主给他们一个警告
he gave them a warning
要守住你所有的
keepWhat you have.
主赐给你们的财要守住啊。
The inheritance that I have given you, keep them.
免得人夺取你的冠冕。
So that people cannot take your crown away.
腓立比有冠冕。
Therefore, Philadelphia church has crowns.
那就是说冠冕容易可以被夺走的呀。
But also it tells us that crowns can be taken.
你若守不住你的产业，冠冕就夺走了。
And if you don't keep What you have from the Lord, your crown will be removed.
免得人夺取你们的冠冕。
So that people cannot take your crowns away.
下面就说当主来的时候。
And then continue by saying, when he comes.
你们在新耶路撒冷的殿中做柱子。
You'll be the pillar of New Jerusalem.
什么叫柱子啊
？What does that mean? What's a pillar?
柱子是负重的地方。
A pillar can carry load.
在教会里面，我们是个负重的人。
And people.That can carry loads in the church.
背负神儿女的重担。
Who carry the burdens of God's children.
我们要做一个背负别人重担的人。
We need to be a person who can carry others' loads.
这样忠心的人将来在神的殿中做柱子。
People like that can serve as the pillar in the temple of God.
我们羡慕腓立比。
We envy the church of Philadelphia.
弟兄相爱
Where brothers love brothers
在最后一个教会叫老底家
And last one is Laodicea
老底家就糟糕了
And this is a church not doing very well
老底家名字意思叫众人的意见
And actually the term Laodicea means the opinions of many
教会没有独裁制度
And there's no dictatorship in the church
教会也绝对不能众人意见
YetA church should not be run by everyone's opinion.
我对老师，你托生弟兄们，他有的话我记得很牢。
And my teacher, Watchman, said this. I remember vividly.
有弟兄们常在一起侍奉的。
And a few of us who serve together often.
他有句口头话了。
And he had this saying.
讲习惯了。
That's just his habit of saying.
一开始讲话就我想。
Every time he start his conversation, he would say, "I think."
我想。
I think.
因为他一直这样讲的。
That's how he started every conversation.
有一天他这样讲的时候啊。
And one time when we said that, when he said that again.
你一定要翻脸了。
Brother Z, brother.
谁让你想
？Says who asked for your thought?
他吓一跳。
He was frightened.
你的下面一句话，弟兄。
Brother.
要把你的头拿下来。
Remove your head.
头怎么拿下来、啊、
？How do you remove your head?
不要老是我想我想啊。
Don't always say I think.I think,
要说主怎么想的呀
？You should say how the Lord thinks.
主怎么感觉的呀
？How does the Lord feels?
主的旨意是什么呀？
What is the will of the Lord?
这是我们常该问的。
We should ask that all the time.
不要老是我想。
Don't say I think.
夫妻两个人祷告。
When a couple pray together.
我碰到好两个弟兄。
And I encounter a few brothers like that.
弟兄就野蛮了。
And they're pretty dominant.
你都听我的。
They ask the wife to obey him.
丈夫是妻子的头。
Because husband is the head of the wife.
你这个头不像头，我们怎么办？
But what if this head doesn't look like head?
教会里不要好做头啊。
And don't be a head in the church.
好做头，不久就头砍掉了。
Because heads are removed often.
主是头。
The Lord is the head.
夫妻两人要彼此对问主的感觉怎么样。
Therefore, couple, when you pray, ask about the Lord's feeling.
主怎么想的？
How does the Lord feel?
主怎么说呀？
What does the Lord think?
不是我怎么说。
It's not how I think, how I say.
我从来不是我怎么说的。
And I rarely do that too.
主怎么说啊？
What did the Lord say?
大家回去都改话，要用这句话。主怎么说
？So change our habit after return. What does the Lord say?
我们要跟随主啊。
Because we follow the Lord.
老底家众人的意见。
And Laodicea is a church
that full
of people's opinion.
自己对自己的感觉。
And full of their own feelings.
可主对他们的感觉差得这么大。
And there's a great distance between how they feel about themselves versus how God feels about them.
他自己觉得我发了财。
They feel that they were rich.
我样样都有。
I have everything.
所以大家有很多人相信非老底家就非那天非变的。
And a lot of people felt Laodicea was the latter part of Philadelphia church. If Philadelphia church failed, they become Laodicea church.
所以他有历史可以骄傲啊。
Because they have something they could be proud of.
我发了财。
I am rich.
我样样都有。
I acquire wealth.
主说你却不知道你是困苦贫穷。
But the Lord says, don't you know you're wretched and poor?
瞎眼，赤身。
You're blind and you're naked.
主对他的感觉和他对自己感觉差那么大呀。
And he's feeling about himself so different from how the Lord feels about them.
但主下面对他的话真的很宝贵。
And but what the Lord said after this is very precious.
主很爱他们的。
Because the Lord loves them.
你要买火烈的金子，叫你富足。
I counsel you to buy gold refined by fire from me so that you can be rich.
买白衣穿上。
Buy white clothes from me to put on.
叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
To cover your shameful nakedness.
买眼药擦你的眼睛。
To buy from me salt for your eyes.
叫你能看见。
So that you may see.
主三句话讲的真是宝贵啊。
And these three things are so great.
买火烈的金子叫你富足。
To buy from me gold refined by fire so you can be rich.
今天还是用金子来估计世上的财产的。
And we still use gold to measure the level of wealth.
美金在世界上值钱。
A US dollar has value.
因为美国的中央银行下面很多的金子存着啊。
It's all because we have a lot of gold in a Federal Reserve Bank.
所以它的钱值钱的。
Therefore, our dollar has value.
并不是美国人骄傲美金就可以值钱的。
Not because we're proud, then our dollar values much.
它存着的金子的确比别人多。
Because they have in store many gold.
美金的后面的后盾很充足啊。
Therefore, all the dollars are supported by a bunch of gold.
金子估计财产的标准。
And gold is the unit to measure true wealth.
那金矿怎么开的啊？
How do you dig out the gold in a gold mine?
科学家先探出来这里面有金的成分。
First, scientists have to detect the material gold in this place.
然后开矿。
And then they open it up.
矿打开了。
They open up the mine.
不是一块块金子搬出来了。
You don't just carry out gold bricks from the mine.
搬出来大石头啊。
Instead, you brought out great stones or rocks.
那个石头里面各种样的成分。
And they're full of all kinds of materials.
叫去炼金。
Then next process is to refine them.
金子要温度高到6000度才能融化。
And it takes up to 6000 degrees to melt gold.
金子分量最重。
And gold is the heaviest of all.
铁铜都轻。
Iron or bronze or copper, they are lighter than gold.
都从上面流出去了。
So in the process of refining, they will flow out.
金子剩下来了。
Only gold, heavy gold remains.
炼过几次才得出一点纯金啊。
And after you go in the refining process many times, then you get some gold.
金子太值钱了。
Therefore, gold is very valuable.
你要的火炼的金子啊。
So buy from me gold refined by fire.
叫你们富足啊。
So that you can be rich.
所以主在环境里面炼我们。
That's why the Lord refines us in our daily circumstances.
我们神的儿女一定要在环境里面服神。
That's why children of God obey your circumstances.
环境里面服主耶稣。
You have to obey the Lord Jesus in your circumstances.
特别有些环境都是神赐给我们的。
Especially there are circumstances God given.
我们绝对不可以用脚踢掉。
Don't try to kick it away or get out of it.
要服。
But submit yourself and obey.
知道吧
？Understand.
主有没有赐给你们环境
？Does the Lord give you a circumstance?
有。
Yes.
就在环境里面服神。
Obey God in your very circumstance.
你把一个月环境踢掉了，你就没有东西服了。
And if you kick that environment away, then you have nothing to submit to anymore.
你也没有生命了。
Then you gain no life.
要服环境。
Have to obey in your circumstance.
要在我们每一个大小环境里面都要顺服神。
In our great or small circumstances, obey the Lord.
主炼我们，这是火炼金晶。
Because He is refining us by fire.
买白衣穿上。
Also, buy from me white clothes to wear.
我们的衣服要有洗，才能够白。
Our clothes need to be washed so they become clean.
圣经里面两种的洗。
And there are two types of washes.
一个是宝血的洗。
One is washed by the blood.
另外一个是圣灵的洗。
The other is washed by the Holy Spirit.
宝血洗罪行。
The precious blood cleanses our sinful deeds.
圣灵洗罪性。
And the Holy Spirit cleanses our sinful nature.
两个洗我们都要有啊。
And we need to have both types of washing.
你们都有懂得宝血洗。
We all understand the cleansing of the precious blood.
懂得圣灵的洗吗？
But do you understand the cleansing of the Holy Spirit? 要
被圣灵浇灌。
Then you need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
要一个起头。
You need to have this, have a start.
从前我们夏令会，今天晚上应该是帮助大家受得到圣灵的经历的一个机会。
In our past practice, we always help people to gain Holy Spirit on the third night.
不能了。
But tonight we cannot do that.
到了末了，我还向大家表示。
But I still want you to show hand at the end.
大家要把自己献给神。
That you are willing to offer yourself to God.
按照我们所听的信息来奉献。
Offer yourself in accordance with the message you heard.
老弟，叫买白衣穿上。
To wear, buy from me white clothes.
最后买眼药。
Lastly, buy from me salve.
我们天然生命眼睛都看不见神。
Because our natural eyes do not see God.
看不见主。
We cannot see the Lord.
看不见属灵的事。
Cannot see the spiritual things.
眼药是圣灵。
So the salve is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵医治我们的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit can cure our vision.
叫我们眼睛开了。
And open our eyes.
能看见神了。
So that we can see God.
能看见主了。
We can see the Lord.
能看见属灵的事了。
And understand spiritual things.
我得到帮助最大的两个人，一个是倪弟兄，一个是汪小姐。
Two people help me the most. One is Brother Watchman Nee. One is Sister Wang.
汪小姐的属灵生命不在倪弟兄下面。
The spiritual life of Sister Wang is not less than that of Watchman Nee.
她有时的经历。
And she has this experience.
主一直告诉她，在这些日子当中，我要遇见你。
And the Lord told her that I will meet with you one of these days.
所以她很小心啊。
So she was very careful.
谨谨慎慎的生活啊。
And she lived very carefully.
不晓得什么时候主要遇见我了。
Because she didn't know when the Lord was suddenly
encounter. 有一天她从南京坐火车到上海去。
And one time she took the train from Nanjing to Shanghai.
坐了一半的车啊。
Halfway through.
主讲话了。
The Lord spoke.
你要向我买眼药。
You need to buy from me salve.
王小姐是个很简单的人。
Sister Wang was a very simple-minded person.
很聪明，但是她在属灵的事上是很简单。
She intellectually very smart, but she upon spiritual things, she's very simple.
一听见这话，她就说：“主，你在哪里啊？”
So she said, "Where are you, Lord?"
你要向我买野药。
You want me to buy salt from you?
主，你在哪里啊？
But where are you?
下面一句话进来了。
And the Lord continued by saying,
充满万有所充满了。
The one who fills all and in all.
她一下眼睛开了。
Suddenly, her inner eyes were open.
从这一次回去啊，
and after that trip,
她懂得整天在环境中间来得着主了。
She learned how to obtain the Lord in her daily environment.
我所遇见一切的事，我都能得着主啊。
I can receive the Lord in every daily thing.
主是充满万有充满的。
Because He's the Lord who fills all and in all.
她眼睛开了，看见一件很大属灵的事了。
And her eyes were open to see this great spiritual reality.
她的生命大转变了。
And that make a, her life change greatly.
这个经历真好。
That was such a wonderful experience.
向我买野药。
Buy from me the salt.
我们眼睛都需要圣灵来开眼睛。
We all need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
开了眼睛之后，下面还是看不见属灵的事啊。
Sometimes our eyes are open, but we still can't see spirit things well.
每次看见都需要主开眼。
Every time we need the Lord to open our eyes to see things.
开我的眼。
Oh Lord, open my eyes.
开我的心。
Open my heart.
主要开我们的眼。
The Lord wants to open our eyes.
我们就一次一次地看见主了。
And time after time, we will see Him.
你们年轻人记得了没有？
Brothers, young brothers, do you understand?
买眼药。
Buy salt.
圣灵。开你的眼
，so the Holy Spirit open your eyes，
你才能看见主
，so that you may see the Lord。
这个老弟家的三句话真是好啊
！And these three sayings are so great。
主还是那么爱他们呢。
The Lord loves them so much。
下面主的总的呼召
，and there's ultimate calling。
我站在门外叩门
，I stand at the door and knock。
那这句话很有名啊。
This is a famous statement。
大家都讲这句话。
People said that all the time。
很多人呢就把这个门啊解释作新门。
And a lot of time, a lot of people interpret the door here as the new door.
我们的诗歌里面有的诗歌也唱新门。
And there are also lyrics in him refers to it as new door.
这个新门怎么开法呀？
Oh, the door of the heart.
Yeah.
How do you open the door of your heart?
生理的心是心脏啊，不能扣的。
Biologically, you can knock your biological heart.
心理的心呢，我们知道也，我们也叫它心。
And then psychologically.
又怎么扣这个心里的心？我也不懂。
How do you knock that door?
你懂不懂啊
？Do you know how?
这个心里的心怎么扣法呀
？How do you knock on the door?
这里的门。
Here the door.
所有拦住主叫我和主隔开的都叫门。
Refers to all things that hinder us from meeting with the Lord.
所有的事让主站在门外了。
Thing that caused the door to be an outsider.
我和主中间有了间隔了。
There is a hindrance. There is a blockage between the Lord and me.
这个间隔的人事物都是门。
Whatever that is, maybe a person, maybe a thing, they are all the door here.
主就扣那件事。
And the Lord is knocking on that thing.
你把这个事除掉了。
Once you do away with that thing,
听懂了没有
？Understand?
都回去祷告啊。
Go home and pray.
多少日子没看见主了
？How long have you met the Lord？
要有门在那里呀、啊。
Because there's a door between you and the Lord。
主叩那个门。
The Lord is knocking on that door right now。
每一个人的门都不一样的。
Everyone has a different door。
叫我和主隔开的事，每件事都不一样的。
Things that block me from the Lord is different from the others。
所以这句话呢，每个人经历也不一样的。
So everybody has a different personal experience。
主就叩你和主中间间隔的门。
And the Lord knocks on the door between you and Him。
听见叩的声音开门了。
He who hears my voice and opens the door，
我就要进去。
I will come in。
他与我，我与他一同坐席。
He with him, he with me。
我们没时间讲了呀。
We're running out of time again。
下面我们讲到主的预言的准确。
And also, we want to talk about the accuracy of the prophecy of the Lord。
到了启示录十一章啊。
Revelation 11.
主耶稣讲了两个准确的预言。
And the Lord mentioned two prophecies.
用苇子量啊，量坛，量啊。
He used a reed, asked John to measure.
外月不要量。
But do not measure the outer court.
因为赐给了外邦人。
Because that has been given to Gentiles.
大家讲这句话开始读就不懂。
And we don't quite understand what it means initially.
不久大家懂了。
And didn't take long, we understood it.
现在回教徒他们最有名的一个事就建在外院。
Because one of the most famous Muslim temples is built on the outer court right now.
全世界回教徒都要到那个寺里去敬拜。
And all the worshippers of Muslim will go to that temple and worship.
他们最有名的寺了。
And that's their most famous temple.
他们就建在圣殿的外院。
Which has been built on the outer court of the temple of God.
应验的那么准确的。
And God's prophecy was.
下面一句话应验的非常准确。
And another prophecy went into effect too.
外邦列邦要践踏耶路撒冷四十二个月。
That Gentiles will trample on the outer court 42 months.
那更不懂了。
And we don't understand that either.
到了又是应验了。
But again, it's fulfilled.
联合国把耶路撒冷托管了。
And the United States took, United Nations took custody of the city of Jerusalem.
联合国的军队就住在那个地方了。
The army of United Nations.
Dwelled
in the city of Jerusalem.
就住了四十二个月。
For exactly 42 months.
他们这些军人没有事情好做啊。
And they were had nothing to do when they stayed.
就在耶路撒冷走来走去。
So they just patrol back and forth in that city.
他们是维持那个地方的治安呢。
To keep the safety there.
正是外邦人践踏耶路撒冷。
Exactly, that's what's said here. Gentiles were trampled on this holy city.
带着臂章叫 UN.
And they all wear these badges on their arm, UN.
代表列邦啊。
And representing all the nations.
主的话应验的太准确了。
And the Lord's prophecy is fulfilled exactly what it says.
下面到了十四章，主耶稣讲句非常好的话。
And in chapter 14, the Lord said this well.
那在主里面睡的人有福了。
Blessed are those who die in the Lord.
他们歇了自己的工。
And they rested their work, labor.
做工的果效也随着他们。
And their deeds followed them.
在主里睡的人有福了。
And blessed are the dead who died in the Lord.
我比你们年纪大，我比你们先死啊。
And I'm much older than you are, so I, chances are I die first.
死是最后一场征战的。
And that would be my very last battle.
要小心死啊。
Be careful how you die.
不能死的随便呢。
Don't die leisurely, carelessly.
要死在主里面呢。
But make sure you die in the Lord.
那在主里睡的人有福了。
Blessed are the dead who died in the Lord.
怎么有福了？
How?
歇了自己的功。
Because they rested their work, their labor.
那只有殷勤的人有这个福分。
So that refers to people who are diligent.
他们劳苦侍奉啊。
Because they labor in their service.
到那天卸了工了。
One day they rested their labor.
第二句话真的太好了。
And I love what's following that.
做工的果效随着他们。
And their deeds will follow them.
我们工作没有白做的。
And we don't labor in vain.
就要靠主做。
We do it through the Lord.
为主做。
For the Lord.
在主里面做。
In the Lord.
没有白做的。
It's never in vain.
到有一天你到主那里去了。
One day when we go to the Lord.
所有工作的果效都跟着你一起去了。
All the effects and fruit of our work will follow us.
这句话太好了。
This is so well said.
保罗说侍奉主没有突然的。
Therefore Paul says we don't serve the Lord in vain.
我们自己忘记的小事。
Even little things that we forgot already.
主回来了主都记得的。
But when the Lord returns, he remembers them all.
这个圣经记得。
Remember that verse.
圣经记得。
哦、oh, ，this is recorded in the Bible。
主都记得的。
And the Lord remembers。
保罗说没有突然的。
Therefore, Paul says nothing is done in vain。
今天我们要为着主啊。
So we do it for the Lord。
为主生活。
We live for the Lord。
为主工作。
We work for the Lord。
大家为着主。
Everybody for the Lord。
就每件事都要带到永远的。
So that everything we do can be brought into eternity。
下面就十四章 跟随羔羊没有血量。
And chapter 14 talks about following the lamb without measure.
快要讲完了啊。
We almost come to the end.
他们的脚和主一同站在锡安山上。
For their feet will be standing on Mount Zion with the lamb.
为什么站在锡安山上
？Why standing on the mountain top?
锡安山是耶路撒冷的高峰。
Mount Zion is the climax of Jerusalem.
大卫的宫殿在锡安。
The temple of David is on Zion.
圣殿盖在锡安。
The holy temple is built on Zion.
所以讲到耶路撒冷。
So when you talk about Jerusalem,
有很好的话，也很不好的话。
And there are good things talk about it. There are bad things refer to it.
讲到锡安。
But when you mention Zion, 圣
经没有一个地方不好的。
It's always good.
我们要做锡安之民啊
！So we want to be the people of Zion.
要跟随君王啊
！Follow the king.
我们不做耶路撒冷的居民啊
！We don't want to be inhabitants of Jerusalem.
我们都要做锡安之民
，the people of Zion.
丰富无穷啊
！We are blessed without measure.
和主的脚一同站在见证的高峰
，and to stand together with the Lord on the climate of His testimony.
144,000人。
144,000 people. And you feel the number is filled up quickly. And these are just multiples of 12. 12 is the greatest number in the book of Revelation. In eternity, everything is based on the number
12.
And in the kingdom, 7 is the number.
在新耶路撒冷的数字是12。
In the New Jerusalem, the number is 12.
三加四是七。
3 plus 4 is 7.
三是神的数字。
3 represents God.
四是人的数字。
4 is the number regarding man.
神加上人是七。
God plus man equals to 7.
三乘四是12。
3 times 4 is 12.
神人合一了。
That's a combination of God and man.
人都变化了。
And man will be transfigured.
宝座上的神穿着肉身。
God who sits on the throne is in his flesh.
围绕宝座所有神的子民。
And people that surround his throne are his people.
肉身里面住着那个活的神。
Those are flesh, but with the Holy Spirit, the living God inside.
神和人合一了。
Man and God are united as one.
站在锡安高峰。
And they stand on the height of Zion.
他们有句话。跟随羔羊没有限量。
Those who follow the lamb are without measure.
我们就一下有了限量了。
And we have limitation.
好的事情我们要。
We want the good things about the Lord.
不好的事情我们不要。
But we don't appreciate bad things.
我们有拣选的。
We always want to make a choice.
跟随羔羊没有限量。
Yet when we follow the lamb, there's no limitation.
主带我到最好的环境，我去。
If the Lord leads me to the best condition, I go.
主给我不好的环境，我也去。
If the Lord gives me poor condition, I will go too.
主给我最艰难的环境，我也接受。
And will accept even the hardest situation.
主给我一个活不了的环境，我也接受。
Even in a situation that I cannot live.
这是得胜者。
That is what an overcomer is about.
要跟随羔羊无限量。
To follow the lamb without limitation.
我们一下就有了限量了啊。
Human beings like to have limitation.
不敢说 no, 但是心里在说 no.
We dare not to say no to God, but in our heart we say no.
我们没有限量。
Yeah, we need to follow him without limitation.
一切的事从主接受。
Accept from the Lord everything He has given to us.
一切的环境从主接受。
Accept all circumstances from the Lord.
我就碰过好几个姊妹都是太太的。
And I encounter a few sisters who are wives.
对我骂起她的丈夫来说，天下没有丈夫比她丈夫更坏的。
And when they complain about their husband, as their husband were the worst man in the world.
你听了就知道我们的姊妹活在肉体里、啊、
And when you hear their comments, you knew she was just in her flesh.
难道我丈夫就没有坏的吗
And are you saying there's no poor husbands?
有丈夫
yes, definitely.
坏的人我遇见多了
And I've encountered some really lousy husbands.
那妻子坏的也多得很啊
But there are a lot of bad wives.
从主接受
Regardless, except from the Lord.
都从对方的身上看见主
See the Lord on the other party.
看见主的手在哪里
See the hand of God.
我在台中旁边一个城叫丰原 这几十年以前呢，在认这个姊妹，丰原我去开工的地方。
And there's a church in Fengyuan, Taiwan, and I went to the church there.
那个姊妹了不起啊
！There was this sister, she was great.
今天我们唱的136首就是了不起的姊妹写的。
And the hymn we just sang, 136, was written by her.
最雄壮的诗歌了。
Most marvelous.
讲到主在阴间得胜。
Talk about the victory in Hades by the Lord.
捆绑仇敌。掳掠幽冥
and bind up the devil and sweep over the dark
domain 捆绑尽是背叛君王
and then captivate the king of darkness
那么雄壮的诗歌
such a strong and mighty hymn
一个姊妹写的
was written by a sister
一个姊妹了不起了
she was indeed wonderful
我们弟兄们每一个弟兄写得出这么雄壮的诗歌
I don't see a brother writing something like this
一个姊妹写这么雄壮的诗歌
yes she was a sister she wrote something so strong and mighty
你们回去再唱好不好
？You can sing it when you return home.
136首。
Was hymn 136 we just sang.
这是最雄壮首诗歌。
And was a very mighty hymn.
下面。
And after that.
说的羔羊征战。
And they talk about the wars of the lamb.
他们和羔羊征战。
They make wars against the lamb.
在圣经里有好几个地方写下最后征战。
And in the Bible tells us in many places about the last warfare.
Ezekiel 38.
Ezekiel 38.
说三个国家，三个民族和羔羊征战。
There are three nations or three people will fight with the
lamb. 一个是俄罗斯，圣经有记得 Russia.
One is Russia.
另外一个叫 Tuba.
One is Tuba.
Tuba 就是莫斯科。
Moscow.
还有一个叫韦瑟，不是 Tuba， 韦瑟。
韦瑟，
英文怎么说？是吧？第三个叫图巴。
And the third one is Tuba.
美现在俄国里南面有一个城，还叫名字没改，叫图巴。
And there's a city, south of Russia, it's called Tuba.
那是俄罗斯民族打以色列。
And Russian will fight against Israel.
最后一战。
That will be the last war of Earth.
圣经好两个地方写最后一战呢。
And a few places in the Bible refer to this very last warfare.
以色列人打得惨了。
And Israelites will be defeated badly.
一直打以色列人一直退啊。
And they had to retreat again and again.
主耶稣在马太24章就讲了。
And Jesus said that in Matthew 24.
都要往山上跑啊。
Don't run up to the mountain. Don't run to the mountain.
主耶稣就坐在橄榄山了。
Because the Lord sits on the Mount Olive.
到那一天，他们也不晓得有没有读圣经，他们真是往橄榄山逃啊。
And they will run to the Mount Olive.
主的脚踏在橄榄山上。
Because the Lord is going to set his feet on the Mount Olive.
橄榄山裂为两半。
And the mountain will be divided into two.
他们从山里逃过去了。
And they will run through the valley.
主就面对敌基督的全军。
And the Lord will face the entire army of Antichrist.
站在那里。
The Lord would just stand there.
肌肉在腿上消失。
And the soldier, the arm, the enemy would wither.
眼睛在眼眶里干瘪。
And their eyeballs would dry up immediately.
站在那里就死了。
They would die standing.
今天有武器那么厉害。
And nowadays we have modern weapons.
要给主打，比小孩子手里的玩具还要不值钱。
Yeah, compared with the power of the Lord, it was just less than the power in the toy of a child.
主不和人打的。
The Lord doesn't bother to fight with men.
降临的荣光飞了他们。
Well, he will abolish them just with the glory of his descent.
用口中的气杀落他们。
And kill them with the breath of his mouth.
站在那里就死了。
They would just die standing.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是最后一战。
This is the very last war.
主耶稣回来了。
That's when Jesus returns.
主耶稣回来。
When Jesus returns.
第一为着教会。
First, if he returns for his church.
全世界都看见了。
The whole world will see it.
主耶稣为着教会回来的。
He returns for his church.
第二为着犹太人。
Secondly, he returns for Jews.
那是很小。
But that's a small reason.
主脚踏在橄榄山上。
He set his feet on Mount Olive.
在最后征战里面救犹太人。
And then he will rescue Jews in that last war.
第三为着全人类。
Third reason he returned for the entire human race.
那是为着审判。
That's for the sake of judgment.
人作恶作得那么厉害。死了就完了，那么便宜啊
！And we don't just die after we sin all the days of our lives. That's too easy.
没有那么便宜的事。
It won't be that easy.
所有的人都要复活的。
All will be resurrected.
都要面对他的一生啊。
And face everything we did in the days of our lives.
审判是件大事。
Judgment is a great matter.
最后主复活了，最后要到新耶路撒冷了。
At the end, it comes to the New Jerusalem.
我一直讲说。最后的羔羊婚宴。
And lastly, we'll come to the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
十九章叫羔羊婚宴。
That's in chapter 19.
二十章讲千年国度。
And then chapter 20, we'll talk about the millennium kingdom.
圣经完满了。
And that completes the entire Bible.
创世纪第一章。
The book of Genesis.
二十六、二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 26 and
27. 这是神造人的一个宣告。
And that was a proclamation by God when He created man and woman.
我要照着我的形象，按照我的样式造人。
I will make them in my own image and likeness.
叫他们掌权于天下。
So that they can reign the earth.
神为什么造人？
Why did God make man and woman?
像他形象。
So that they can be like Him.
掌他权柄。
And also reign His authority.
一直到启示录。
And that's God's heart all the way.
像他形象。
And will be just like him.
在羔羊婚宴完满了。
And that's ended and completed in the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
教会真是像他形象了。
One day the church will be just like the Lord.
要匹配基督了。
To be his counterpart.
成了荣耀的教会了。
To be that glorious church.
掌他权柄。
Reign with him.
应验在千年国度
will be fulfilled in the millennium kingdom
与主同王一千年
where we'll reign with the Lord for 1,000 years
为什么一千年
why 1,000 years
这是个奖赏
because that is the reward
奖赏给得胜的人
reward for the overcomers
所以去羔羊婚宴不是随便的我要去就去了
so it's not everyone can be invited to the wedding banquet
要接到请帖才行了
make sure we get invitation
我们都要求我们能够得到请帖、啊、
We need to seek for invitation.
我们跟随主一辈子到了末了羔羊婚宴去不了那个太遗憾了。
It would be such a pity if we follow the Lord
我们怎样也要得到那个请帖、啊、
So strive to get the invitation.
今天我们要在生活里面跟随救主。
Which means follow our Savior in our daily life.
从里面顺服救主。
Obey from within our Savior.
我们到那一天就能有份于羔羊婚宴。
So that we can have a part in His wedding.
有份于千年国度。
To have a part in His millennium kingdom.
这才做人最完满的目的了。
And that is the perfect purpose of our life.
我们的圣经停在这里了。
Our Bible reading ends here.
我们大家都要向着主有个心志，好不好？
But let's all have this heart and will.
这些圣经有份于千年国度，就最大的话。
And want to be, have a part in his 1,000-year kingdom.
有份于头一次的复活。
To have a part in the first resurrection.
胜过第二次的死。
And also overcome the second death.
第一次复活。
First resurrection.
那是最好的复活。
That is the best kind of resurrection.
希伯来书称它更美的复活。
And that's recorded in Hebrews, that more beautiful resurrection.
世界上的事不需要去争取的。
And don't try to fight for things on the earth.
都要争取更美复活。
But fight to gain the resurrection.
胜过第二次的死。
So that you can overcome the second death.
第一次的死，身体的死。
The first death is the death of our physical body.
这人活着最怕就怕死啊。
People are afraid to die.
其实这个死没有什么了。
You know, but the physical death is nothing.
魂离开身体了就是了。
It's just our soul departs from this body.
第二次的死。
Yet, the second death.
魂的死。
It's the death of soul.
面对主的审判了呀。
We will face the Lord's judgment one day.
那是魂的死。
And that will determine the death or life of the soul.
我们要争取第一次的复活。
Therefore, we need to strive to get the first resurrection.
要胜过第二次的死。
To overcome the second death.
好，我们今天再唱的第二首诗歌，好不好
？Let's sing what we just sang earlier, the second hymn.
一直都是加载路。
419, all the way to Calvary.
我已与基督同定死，我自己罪得赦免。圣灵，我甘愿和他同受苦，效法他。 是顺服，我愿跟我救主耶稣基督十字架的功，一直走十字架在东，主是生死在哪里，求主使我能同你
上第三节，
同主死就必同主生，同受苦就必同生，得胜者为主做这样才能蒙基督降生，怎可能落在那早晨一定主对你发生，因为你
落在那早晨，我们听主对我们说：“你忠心走十架的窄路。”
Oh, how sweet on that glad morning should the master say to thee, "Yes, my child, you did go with me all the way to Calvary."
我们巴不得那一天主在这里告诉我们。
That it's our sincere wish that the Lord will say that to us one day.
但是今天主在这里呼召我们。跟随他走十架的窄路。
But it started from the calling of the Lord today to follow him all the way to the cross.
我们愿不愿意把我们自己、我们的一生献在主的手里？
Are we willing to offer ourselves and all the days of our lives in the hands of the Lord?
我们是他付了重价买回来的。
He has bought us with a great price.
是为着他的荣耀。
And we were bought for his glory.
今天他制作我们，他改变我们。
Today he's working on us and he's changing on us.
我们说主耶稣，我们爱你。
And we say, Lord, we love you.
愿我们一生来归给你的自己。
And I want to offer all the days of my life to you.
我们与主同死，就必与他一同复活。
If we die with the Lord, we will rise with him.
同受苦，必同高升。
And if we suffer with him, we'll be glorified with him.
晚上我们把自己献上。
Let us offer ourselves to the Lord tonight.
愿坛上有许多的祭物。
May many sacrifices are found on his altar.
圣火要从天降下。
So the holy fire can be sent down.
焚烧所有的祭物。
To burn and enjoy all the sacrifices.
愿主的灵充满我们。
May the spirit of the Lord fill our hearts.
愿他的爱激励我们。
May his love encourage us,
一生来跟随他
so that we are willing to follow him all the days of our lives.
我们再唱第三节
Let us sing the last verse.
有点唱的时候，我们真实就是来到主的面前
When we sing this verse, we come into the presence of our Lord.
把自己献给他
and give ourselves to him.
让他来充满我们
and allow him to fill us up.
充满我们的全心，充满我们的全人。
Fill our entire heart, entire being.
得着我们一生来跟随主。
So that we can follow him all the days of our lives.
同主死就必同主生，同受苦 真的能落在那早晨，你听主对你发声，因为你曾忠心顺服，且忠心指教的路，一直忠是家在路，主是守是在哪里？求主使我能同你。
等候在主的面前。
Let us all wait upon the Lord together.
我们答应主的呼召，与他同走十架的窄路。
Respond to the Lord's calling and to walk with Him all the way to Calvary.
我们求主把能力赐给我们。
Ask the Lord to give His power.
他的爱在我们里面来激励我们。
And let His love encourage from within.
这是叫我们没有一个人为自己活。
So that no one lives for themselves.
我们都为那死而替我们死而复活的主活。
But for the Lord who gave His life and died and rose from the dead for us.
哦，主啊，充满我们。
Lord, fill our hearts, Jesus.
充满我们。
Fill all the willing hearts, Lord Jesus.
充满我们的全心全人。
Fill our whole being, Lord.
哦，我们的心渴慕你。
Oh, we long for you, Lord.
赞美主，赞美主。主啊，万军，我们向你大大的张口，你要大大的来充满。
And we open wide our mouth and crying out, Lord, just fill us up.
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，充满我们。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞。哦，主，你就在我们的中间。
Lord, you're right here, right now.
就叫我们凭信来领取写下的权利。
Let us come and receive the privilege under your blood.
我们需要你。
We need you, Jesus.
哦，教会需要你。
Your church needs you, Lord.
叫我们得着能力来跟随我们的主。
Help us receive from power from on high.
叫我们
so that we can follow you.
得着能力，我们是你的见证人。
So that we can be your witnesses. 哦，
哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。一直走十架
在路。All the way.
一直走十架在路。主是守是在哪里？求主使我能同你一直走是家在路，一直走是家在路。主是守是在哪里？求主使我能同你。
我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
你向我们说话
For you have spoken to us.
向我们呼召
You have called us.
哦，向我们启示你自己的宝贵
And you have revealed to us your preciousness.
叫我们答应你的呼召一生走十架的窄路
Help us to answer your call and walk all the way to Calvary.
主你保守你的儿女保守你的教会
Oh Lord, keep your children.Keep your church.
在你来之前，我们与你站在一起。
So that we can stand by your side before you return.
哦，到那一天，我们渴望能够与我们的主一同站在锡安的高峰。
And how we long that one day we'll stand with you on the height of the Mount Zion.
愿你的感动，你的话不是一下子就过去。
May your prompting and your words not just diminish.
圣灵做人手所不能做的工作。
Oh, Holy Spirit, come and work things that man's hands cannot do.
要让今天晚上成为一个可纪念的一个日子。
May this evening be an evening that's memorable.
愿我们把自己献给主。
And help us to offer ourselves to you.
现在开始，我们是单单为主而活。
From this point and on, we live for the Lord alone.
主，你保守我们。
Lord, keep us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们晚上的聚会就停在这里。
Our meeting ends here tonight.